This is a Doxcast, not an Argon Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another summertime episode of the Doxcast. I'm your co-host, Josh Trumbo, and with me, as always, is the extravaganza Rich Early.
I thought you were going to say exercised for a second. I was like, that's it. There's going to be a brawl to start this podcast.
One of these days, I should just start insulting you. Like, I know I put in, like, little humorous things here and there, but
right,
straight up, something just mean. Mm-hmm. See what happens. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the energy level in the room will then last for the next 3 hours that we're podcasting.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Josh, how you doing? Welcome to another Doxcast, everybody.
Yes, I'm doing well. Enjoying the nice weather. It was actually reasonably cool today.
And it wasn't constantly raining.
Yeah.
So that
right.
kind of helped.
Yeah, it cleared up a bit.
Last night when we were starting the live comic show, there were like tornado warnings all around. We didn't even know what to do. We're like, should we do the show or go to the basement? So
pretty sure this room's safe.
It was an exciting 5 minutes there, let me tell you. So. Oh, curtains will protect you from tornadoes. All right, I'm going to make
note of that.
Block out
the sunlight pretty well.
That's true.
I'm sure shards of debris flying around.
Hey, so those of you who are longtime listeners know that the Doxcast is your local Paradox Comics and Cards podcast about all things nerdy, shop-related, what's going on in the community. Sometimes it's comics, sometimes it's games, sometimes it's, I don't know, we talk about movie reviews. So
yeah.
This summer we've been behind. We're going to do three podcasts tonight. What we typically do is get together, stream, record a bunch, stream them while we're doing that, and then we post one a week every Monday morning. We're behind schedule. But if you stay tuned, so we're going to record three tonight. So I don't know the order we're going to do them in, but one of the ones we're going to do will be about what's been happening with the podcast this summer and what we intend to happen with it and so on and so forth. So, you know, stay tuned either tonight or over the next 3 weeks. To hear that one, or maybe you've already heard it.
You know? This one might come out. No, this one will probably come out pretty quickly because of the subject matter.
Yep.
It's very timely and time sensitive.
It is. That's true.
Yeah. So extravaganzas.
Yeah,
we're talking about.
Yeah. So what are we here to discuss this evening?
We are here to discuss one of the biggest board game events that we have put together here at Paradox. Something that we're very proud of, we're very excited about, and we want to make sure we get the word out about it as quickly as possible and as far-reaching as possible so that we can make this one heck of an event. And that is going to be our August 3rd Summer Game Day Extravaganza, which is also going to be a Gen Cant event.
Yeah, and we kind of wanted... So, backing up just one second. So this year, as listeners will know and store customers will know, we've revamped our old school tabletop night, long gone now. It's known as Game Day. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of successes, especially, mm-hmm. I'd say, in April and June were our two most successful ones. But, I mean, you know, we built around some other things. And we've had these goals to build this, something like this event that we're going to tell you about, and then we're going to start spinning off events as well throughout mm-hmm. the month. We wanted to get this backbone established. We've really done that. You know, attendance has been solid, and people know about it. You know, maybe we can continue to grow that, so on and so forth. But, you know, it's time to do something else. But this is an example of what we think Game Day can be at its biggest. Mm-hmm. And so it depends on your interest and your participation, because it's really your game day, you know, and where we go with this in the future, how far we can take this. And, you know, I mean, possibly even, well, you'll hear about it. So
yeah, absolutely. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about what Gen Cant is. A lot of people listen.
What exactly is Gen Cant?
Well, I'll tell you, Rich. So there is a board game convention in the United States here. It's in Indianapolis, Indiana. Usually happens in August, and just happens to fall on the weekend of August. Well, August 3rd is the Saturday. I can't remember if it starts Thursday or Friday, but it's that weekend. It's Gen Con. And it's one of the biggest board game conventions, certainly in the country, and definitely you know, worldwide. When you're talking board game conventions, you talk about Essen, you talk about Gen Con, you talk about Origins. You know, there are probably a few others that I'm missing right now, but it's huge. It's a place for people to go and demo their games that they're designing and try to get interest from publishers and from the general public. It's a place for publishers to go and display their new games and even sell new games. It's kind of a big deal to get there and get to the vendor hall first and stand in line to get in and buy up those games that won't be out to general public release for another couple of months. It's a place for big board game related events like Fantasy Flight. Past several years has done an Arkham Horror the Card Game event there every year. You know, there's certainly role-playing games that go on. I know there's been like Spirit Island tournaments and things like that. So there's just tons and tons of stuff to do. Tons of people going around playing games, buying games, demoing games. It's a huge event. Not everybody can go to Gen Con. I have never been to one. Partly because most of the time it falls right on or around my son's birthday. And so it just seems like that's kind of a, you know, bad timing for me. But also because I'm poor and I can't afford to go that often.
Well, and I mean, now that the store, we're with the, and the store's never been either. I've never been, but I do think, you know, we've established going to these retailer conventions and things like that. But I would like to start getting us to either Gen Con or Gamma, you know, one, something like that. And so, like, you may get, you know, you may very well get that opportunity with us, you know, as an employee and things like that. So
folks,
screw your son's birthday.
Yeah. Everyone listening out there, come to the store and support Paradox so I can go to board game conventions.
Yeah, it's true.
That's the important thing. Let's
it's
focus
true.
On that.
So.
But the deal is that several years ago, some people were talking online and about not being able to go to Gen Con. Yep, as you do. They were social media-ing. And the Twitter hashtag GenCant came up. And, you know, some people had just some small events they put together as kind of a, well, if we can't go to the convention, we're still going to play board games and make it a big deal. And the hashtag really caught on. People started hosting their own events. And now it's still very... I don't want to say disorganized because that's a bad connotation. There isn't a huge organizational aspect to it. It's just you can't go to Gen Con. Get together with your friends and invite people and make it an event anyway. It's an unconvention, they call it. There is a website that you can go to. I believe it's just gencant.com. And you can read up some more about it. People will go on there and they'll register their store or their place that they're having the event, their events, so that you can see if there are events near you that you can go and attend. And so it's just kind of a fun community thing that popped up out of not being able to attend this big convention. And so this year, everything lined up just so perfectly for us to be able to do that here at the store. Because we've discussed it in the past, and nothing ever quite came to fruition. Again, the dates of it, it seemed like there was always something that maybe conflicted or just didn't work out quite right.
Well, and I think, and you got to have a team, you know, and we do have a board game
team.
That's
true,
now,
yeah.
You know, and that helps. We have a website, a web content manager, who's, you know, who's also overseeing a lot of this stuff. That's you. But then, you know, we've got Amanda Laftridge, John Layton, and Derek Evanson, and others, you know, who are making it possible for us to be able to do these things.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And it falls right on game day. So this is perfect for us. It's a really good chance for us to try out some big events. You know, instead of just saying, hey, it's August game day and we're going to do a tournament. You know, now it's Gen Cant at our summer extravaganza and we're going to do a tournament and we're going to do eight other things that we're going to tell you about here very shortly. So, I mean, it's very exciting. I'm really excited about it. I know we've put the word out to some of our Facebook groups and on the Paradox page and such. There's, of course, the blog on the website that goes through what the events are. And we've gotten some really good response already. there are people who are very excited about this event and several of the things we're doing.
People signed up for the board game relay already, and things like that.
So. Yep, exactly. So, we're going to go through and talk about this stuff. Feel free, if you're watching along on Facebook Live or on Twitch, ask questions, share some of your thoughts and hopes and dreams or whatever.
Well, if you're and you know what, everybody could do this. Go to ParadoxCNC.com, click on our blog up at the top, and click on the blog for this, the Summer Extravaganza Gen Camp blog. So then as Josh and I are talking about it, you can look at what we're talking about. And, yeah, like you said, if they're listening live, ask questions. But otherwise, if you're listening at home, you can follow along as we tell you about it. So the thing that's really exciting about this is, I mean, what Tabletop Night in 2011 was a thing where people just hung out and played on their own. And we've tried some things here and there. Now, Game Day's been, we've added demos, we've added all kinds of stuff. But this is really taking it to the next level. Like, this is all those ideas and ideas that we've had and putting them together into something that we think is special and very potentially a model for the future. Yep. So, again, your feedback and your attendance and things like that are very critical. Like, if you like this idea, you need to make time to participate, and or at least let us know, what you think as it goes on. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, we're going to kind of walk through the blog here and talk about some of the events that are on there. And so, like Rich said, you can follow along with us. There are handy links next to each of those events to take you to the actual event page on our website where you can RSVP, save yourself a seat at the table for these different events that are going on. And so let's go ahead and go.
What are these board game challenges?
All right, so board game challenges are something that we've done in the past here and there. And it's just kind of a fun way to have an event without a structured time, so that if you come in and you're playing games with your friends, you don't have to quit in the middle of a game to make sure that you're here at this time and place to play in this tournament or something. But it's still something that you can be involved in. And what we've done is we've picked four games that are either fairly well known or easy to learn and play, and play somewhat quickly. So these are things that you can kind of put in between other games, or maybe you're playing this and your game finishes and you're waiting for your buddy to finish his game so you can start the next one together. You might be able to get in a round of one of these four games here. The games are Sushi Roll, Dixit, Dungeon Mayhem, and King of Tokyo. And so the idea is that starting right at 10 a.m., We'll have copies of these games sitting out. We're going to have at least two copies of each game. And you can grab them, take them to your table, play them with your friends or with new people who are new friends or maybe enemies. You can play them with whomever. And the idea is that by 8 o'clock, you can submit your best score for these games. And then we'll do a drawing, one for each game, and give away a ValleyCon badge, a full weekend badge to ValleyCon, which they very graciously donated to us, and we appreciate that very, very much.
And it's a heck of a prize just for the thing. The thing is, we could have done a lot of different things with those ValleyCon badges, but we really like this idea. Mm-hmm. That you can walk in off the street, not know this thing's even going on, and no matter what else is in the middle of it, you can just pick one of these up and play. And I think that's why the challenges are just a great idea. And I love it. I love the table of games to just pick up and play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've always had a bookshelf full of games here that the store owns and has available for people to play, but having something with a little bit of structure to it, with a little bit of incentive, just makes it a little bit more special. And so we hope that people will enjoy that. You know, you can play a round of Sushi Roll or Dungeon Mayhem or whatever in 10-20 minutes. So it's very easy to do, and then bam, whatever your score is, submit it, and the top scores will have the chance to win those ValleyCon badges. So there's really no reason not to do it. So on top of that, we do have another challenge game that we've separated for a very specific reason. We have Pandemic, which is another game that most people know have played, and it's definitely on the list of gateway games, especially when talking about co-op games. So one of the reasons we separated it is because it is a co-op game. It's a little bit harder to judge, you know, individual scores and things that way. But the other reason is we have some very specific, very special prizes for people who play Pandemic. So what we've got, and I actually got it here, I'm going to hold one of these up on camera so you can see if you're watching at home or later in your car or wherever. So we've got these Pandemic 10th Anniversary painted figures, and there's probably a good story about why these are here and how long they've been sitting and why we found them, and we thought this is a perfect time, perfect chance to use these as prizes. So we'll have a scoring system for Pandemic. You can play with a group of four, and you play and submit your score, and again, the top three scores, those groups will win a set of these 10th anniversary painted figures, which I'm not sure if you can actually get these anywhere else. If these are in the 10th anniversary edition or available elsewhere, but it's kind of a cool prize, something unique, and you have a chance to get it just from picking up a game of Pandemic and playing. So that's what the challenge games are. So we do have those, and like I said, those will be sitting out all day long. 8 p.m. we're going to cut off accepting scores and things for that, so we can do a drawing.
Yeah, so we have time to... The night goes on longer than that, but...
Yes, yeah. But we want to make sure to put the scores together, you know, and do the drawings and actually have time to get those to people. So that's the first thing we have on there. We should mention next, as is in the blog, there are demos, like we have on all of our game days. We're going to continue with the demos. And this month, we're doing something a little bit different. First thing you'll notice, if you're checking out that post there, is that we not only have our regular Dungeons & Dragons demo, but we're also doing a demo of Starfinder. And Starfinder is a role-playing game set in a science fiction universe. So it's similar to D&D, but very different at the same time. And so we wanted to try and branch out. We're going to be working with Starfinder Society, which is a group here in the Fargo-Moorhead area that plays the game, organizes events, and they're working on building that up. And so we're very excited to have them come in and run a demo of that. So we can see, you know, is there more interest in other role-playing games, or is it mostly Dungeons & Dragons? Because D&D is a name that people really recognize, but we want to see if everyone else if other people have an interest in trying other RPGs, and then we can work in more of those demos in future months as well. So we've got those going on, and then we're also going to run three demos of the card game Red Dragon Inn. And the reason that we're doing several demos of that throughout the day is that there is a tournament, Red Dragon Inn tournament, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But we want to make sure people have a chance to learn the game if they're interested in trying or playing in the tournament. So we've got a friend of Paradox, Stan, is going to be coming in and doing those for us, as well as running the tournament later. And so we've got those demos. As always, we have spots on the event page where you can sign up for those, so you can save yourself a seat. And in addition to those, my plan is to be available for people to learn some of the games, come and play the games and learn them, that we'll be using in the board game relays that'll be happening later as well, which we'll talk about that in a moment also. So there's plenty of chances to come and play games. The games that I'll be playing and make myself available to teach will be various gateway-type games like Dominion, Catan, Carcassonne, and Ticket to Ride. So if you or maybe some people you know are new to gaming, you want to come and check it out, you want to expose your friends and family to it, but don't want to just go straight in the deep end and try to, you know, get into some of the harder games, you're more than welcome to come. I will be happy to teach you and run you through those games, whether or not you're participating in the relays later. So we have all of those things available, and that'll be starting, I think, the first Red Dragon Inn demo starts at noon. Our RPGs start at 1 o'clock, and I'll be around most of the day there to play games and teach as well. So, plenty of opportunities there.
And the thing is, that's all the stuff that is basically open to do. You know, everything you've listed. I mean, there's some times on the demos, but so I shouldn't say it. But I mean, this is what we're going to talk about next is kind of like the really, really sweet, like, new edition. Well, this is all really sweet so far. ValleyCon badges, just a shout out to Tony Tilton. That's a great giveaway. Right on the blog site here, if you aren't familiar with ValleyCon, we've got a link to the ValleyCon website. And so make sure you know all about it. And I mean, this year we're getting great guests at ValleyCon, as always. It's a big, nerdy convention for multiple days.
And Casper Van Dien
from Starship Troopers.
And Butch Patrick, the original Eddie Munster, will be there.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome, actually. I'm going to have to go because I'm going to take my fiance. Wife, she won't put up with not getting to meet Eddie Munster.
Right.
So, I'm going to have to pull rank and be like, I know Tony, I got to meet Eddie Munster, that kind of thing. So, so that's awesome. And then the demos are a mainstay at game day. But here's where the curveball really, really comes into play. And I mean, something that happens at Gen Con is that there are tournaments, or big events for all the different games out there. We can't bring you all of them,
right?
But we can bring you kind of a replica, of what that's like to be at Gen Con and be on the floor. And so that's what we're out to do here. So
right, and that is one thing that we discussed was, do we want to take one of those games, look at the Gen Con list of tournaments and events, and try to pick some of those and do something similar here. And we decided that trying to focus too much, like, I would love to run an Arkham Horror the Card Game event here. But the more focused you get on games in a smaller area, the fewer possible participants you have. One of the reasons those things are so successful at something like Gen Con is because you have thousands and thousands of people attending. And they'll put up tickets and sell them out months in advance. So we decided to stray away from having some of those more specific things, and trying to emulate that. And instead, we came up with a couple of really great events that I think are fantastic.
And I would say we're open to those ideas.
Oh, yes.
But if we do them, what we did this year is we packed it into one day. Gen Con's like 4 days. Ours event is one day, right? We have Thursday night, Friday night, Sunday. There are opportunities for us to do that. And there's nothing wrong with us picking the things we like the most. Because, like, maybe you just want to be in an Arkham Horror event yourself, Josh.
And that's a big part of it.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that might motivate you to say, all right, on Friday night next year at Gen Con, we're having one of these things, or things like that. So, but yeah.
Well, next year the store is going to send me, but someone else can do it.
Yeah. I mean.
Right? That's the plan. Just go with it, Rich.
Buy more board games so Josh can go to Gen Con.
That's right.
It's almost as good a cause as Extra Life, trust me.
Yeah, can I start raising money for that?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about the first of these events, which is called the Board Game Pentathlon. So what the Board Game Pentathlon is a series of games, 5 games to be exact, hence the prefix penta, that will be played in order. So we'll have at least 2 copies of each of these games.
Can I list the games?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Maybe you wanted to say more before I said. Well, yeah, so 2 copies of every one of these games. There's 5 games, hence the pentathlon. It took me a long time to figure that out. I couldn't figure out what the pen was. I thought it was like pen teller tathlon. Ticket, I'm the boss. It doesn't mean I'm the smart guy. So we've got Ticket to Ride, Carcassonne, Catan, Splendor, and Clank. Mm-hmm. Those are the games in the pentathlon. We chose most of these for some pretty specific reasons. I mean, three of them for sure are sort of like iconic, everybody knows how to play them games, right?
Right. Yeah, generally the idea, again, is to make this broad enough that people can easily come and sign up. So even if you show up the day of, chances are you know these games or know of them, and you know they're fairly easy to learn. So you don't have to spend too much time ahead of time trying to learn them, and we don't have to spend a whole lot of time trying to teach them in the midst of the event. And these are also generally considered, you know, not every game resonates with every person, but these games generally can have a good people like them. You know, even if they're not your first choice to play, I would play Ticket to Ride. You know, I would absolutely play Carcassonne. You know, it's something you would sit down and play. So it's something that's still fun and not just easy. But yeah, so the idea is you'll play each of these games in order, so we can have up to 8 people. If we do have a lot of, if we fill up the RSVP section through the website there and we have more interest, then we'll work on finding a third copy of each of these games. Some of those we have already, but we'll make sure that we have a third copy of each of those so that we can run 3 tables simultaneously. But the idea is you'll sit down and I'm not sure exactly what the order will be, but just for instance, you would sit down and play a full game of Ticket to Ride. And then based on your scoring at the end of that game, you will receive points. Probably going to be like 4 points for first place, 3 points for second place, 2 for third, and 1 for fourth place. And then that positioning determines what table you play with, which people you play with on the next game, and so on. So you play all 5 games in order, and at the end, the player with the most points will be in first place, and they'll win a prize, and second place overall will win a prize, and third as well. And I believe we're also going to give out just a nice prize of a $5 gift card to the first place winner of each individual game.
Yep, first, second, third overall, and then if you win Clank, but you got skunked everywhere else, you know, you'll get a $5 gift card for that individual effort.
So. Right. So.
And you should win Clank. Clank's fun.
Oh, Clank is so good.
Clank's one of the ultimate, but this is totally off subject, but it's the balance of what you need to do in that game is so unique. Like, the idea of, you know, I need to get treasure, I need to get more than everybody else, but I don't want to die. And so, like, you have to balance your risk factor versus the other players and what they're doing and trying to score, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the game is just amazingly good.
Well, and also paying attention to what cards you're able to put into your deck, because if everyone else is getting all the good movement cards, then, you know, maybe you need to figure out a different plan.
But, yep.
Yeah, fantastic game. All of the games there are a ton of fun. And so, yeah, you can sign up for that pentathlon. It starts at noon and runs until 6 p.m. And I'm just taking a look here right now. It looks like we have 1 sign-up already out of the 8 that we've made available. So there are still some spots left for that at the time of recording. But definitely sign up ahead of time if you want to participate.
And I wonder if we couldn't get multiple flights of this started. Like, one starts at 1, and then once that first game is played, like, the second one starts at 2. You know, I mean,
oh,
I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, it's entirely possible. If we have
If we filled up the 8 early, like, I might consider...
Yeah.
I won't be here, but I might consider doing that if you talk to, the, you know, John and see if... Yeah.
So. Well, yeah, because if the first 2 tables play Ticket to Ride and they
yep.
finish at, you
yep.
know... At 1,
you can start another flight then, behind them.
Basically. Exactly. It's like rounds of row your boat.
Yes. It's exactly like that.
Right? All right. So that's the first of those big events. And the next
this
one we
is,
have...
This is a fantastic idea.
I'm so excited for
it's,
this.
It's this a is... really good idea. It's a way to have... you know, and we've done individual board game tournaments before and had success doing them. There must be a reason that we don't keep doing them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because we had 16 people play Catan tournaments. We've had, you know, like, plenty of things that have had been successful efforts, but yet we don't tend to go back to those. So, but the idea that, I mean, what I like here is just, as you discussed earlier, is the broadness of it, you know, is the...
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to know how to play, like, a very specific game, and that's the only thing happening that day, right? It's You might, maybe you've never played Clank before, but you are, or you've played three of these games, right? So, I mean, you know, it's just, it wouldn't be that hard, right?
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
And stupid idea.
Okay.
This is a production idea. Mm-hmm. and I don't know if this would be useful, but what if we, and we don't have these ourselves, it'd be cool if we did, but like, what if you had a link, like a Learn to Play the game's YouTube link or something for somebody who might not know how to play one of the games on here. So
that's a really good idea. Maybe we'll have to put together, I'll see if I can put together some good training videos or something.
So,
or
I mean, yeah, you use somebody else's for now, yeah. And, but that's something we could develop also.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all. So. Especially for some of these games that we can very easily work into future events, too.
Yep. So, okay, this last one, I just want to introduce it briefly. It is our board game relay race. And the reason I want to introduce it is because this is Josh's baby. It is brilliant. This is a really good idea. You guys play Fruit Basket Upset or the chair, the musical chairs. You guys play musical chairs? This is the board game equivalent of... I mean, it isn't exactly, but, you know...
It's like a fire drill, whatever that, you know, when you're in a car and you stop at a stoplight and you got to run around the car until someone ends up in the driver's seat or something.
Yep, you know, I mean, more accurately, that's the way I think of it, more accurately, it's like the relay race you watch at the Summer Olympics where, you know, somebody runs the first 100 meters or whatever it is, right, mm-hmm. and then passes something off to the next runner... That isn't even right either. But anyway, you'll get the idea here in a second. But it's our version of a relay race using board games. And Josh, if this takes off, like, this is all you, man.
I'm so excited for this. I really hope we get at least one full group playing. So here's the idea. We have four board games. And again, these are some of those games that are easy to learn and play. We mentioned them earlier. We're doing Catan, Ticket to Ride, Dominion, and Carcassonne. So what happens is we're going to try to get 16 people for each relay race. We've got two that are currently set up. I'll be happy to throw in a third one. It'll be pretty late night at that point, but if people want it and we're doing it and it's fun, I'll be happy to get another one set. So the idea is we take 16 people and then we randomly split them into four teams of four people. We'll have a yellow team, a red team, blue team, and green team. Then one person from each team will sit down at a different table, and we'll have one of those four games set up at each table. And so, the yellow team, the yellow player, will play that game for, we're saying right now, 5 minutes. We're actually going to do a test of this and see how it runs. So the idea is they'll play for about 5 minutes. And so, you know, just like you would normally play Ticket to Ride, everyone will take their turns until that 5 minutes is up. The active player finishes their turn. Once all tables are done with that turn, you have a minute to stand up, move to the next table, sit down at your teammate's seat, survey the board and your hand or whatever, get an idea of where the game is at, and then another 5 minute sprint starts. So if you're playing the yellow player on Ticket to Ride, you stand up and go over, you're playing the yellow player on Carcassonne, and so forth. And so the idea is to do that so that you play each game once, and then you'll end with a final turn at the game you originally started at. And then we total up scores, basically where each player is on each game, add those together, and determine placement for that. So... That's the idea, is just you play, you get up, you go sit down at the next table, you play that game, you get up, sit down at the next table, you play that game. It's hopefully going to be fast and furious and fun, and I'm really excited about it. We've had some good response already. Like you said, Rich, we've already got four people signed up for the 8:30 p.m.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It'll be 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m., so we've got...
One dumb question.
Yeah.
We have the 2 hour time period. How many times do you think I will play Catan? Let's just, you know, in that time period. What do you
So the idea is that you play each game once and then end on the game you started.
Okay.
So if you started at Catan, you'll take two full rounds there.
Sure.
Full relay rounds.
Sure.
But if you start at Ticket to Ride, you'll only play Catan once as you go past it.
Makes sense.
So.
And did you list the four games?
I did, yes.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I was reading.
You've got a few things going on in your brain. Yeah, yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
But so that's the idea. And I've posted the relay rules. So if you go to the blog, there is a link to a Google Doc where I put the rules. There are a few things that are different about the games. Basically, it's the games don't end. So even if somehow a table plays super fast and you would normally get to the end game condition, there are ways to prolong the game so that it doesn't actually end. I'd be surprised if anybody got through any games with those short play times.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough playtime, but yeah, I can envision like Dominion, like the province stack is gone in Dominion or something like that. Right.
So. It would be. But yeah, so the idea is, you know, the game doesn't end if the provinces run out in Dominion.
Yep, you just let it keep going. Yep.
You can also look through your discard pile when you first sit down at the table. Normally you can't do that in Dominion, but this is something you can do to try to assess what's in your deck so that you know kind of what your teammate's been doing. And then... Yeah, so there are a few things to kind of mix up the games a little bit to make them so that they run a little more smoothly and give people a chance to, you know, actually form some kind of tactic or strategy as you're playing. So yeah, there you go. Board game relay races. we'll see how it goes. So at the time of this recording, we're recording this Wednesday, the 10th of July. Next Monday, July 15th. We're going to get a group together here in the store, and we're going to test this. We're going to live stream some of it, at least, so that we can get a feel for it. You can kind of see how it works, and hopefully it does work. I have a feeling it won't be a huge disaster at the very least.
How are you going to live stream the relay race? Do you have a plan?
I think we're just going to like get a camera out so you can kind of see, you know, we won't have a lot of intimate detail. You won't see each board or anything like that, just because setting all that up would be difficult even with our cameras and stuff.
That's what I was wondering. Just
kind of so you can see the overall picture. And yeah, so tune in. We'll put that on Twitch and Facebook on the Paradox CNC pages. So tune in and check that out if you're interested to see how it works. And, yeah, super excited.
And there's one more thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we do have one more thing. Those two events are kind of ones that we've developed. I'm sure people have done something similar before, but, you know, we're pretty proud of those ideas. The next one here is something that already exists. There is organized play for the Red Dragon Inn. And again, if you're not familiar with the card game, the idea is you're a party of adventurers, like you would play in Dungeons & Dragons. You've just finished your quest, you've gone through the dungeon, amassed the treasure, you've beaten the beast, and you're going to the inn for some well-deserved rest and relaxation. While you're there, of course, you'll be taking some drinks and gambling a bit and trying to be the last person actually conscious at your table. So it's a game of bluffing and a lot of take that, trying to give other players drinks so that their constitution goes down or get into bar fights so their health goes down so that you end up being the last one awake and conscious at the table. It's a fun game. It's a really, really good time.
And Stan Quashini is going to run it. Has enough material available to run host like 40 people at a tournament, mm-hmm. and has definitely run tournaments at Anime Fargo. So if you mm-hmm. are familiar with any of those, we've got a good person running this, and it's just, you know, it's going to be an awesome event. So
yeah, so we'll have seats for up to 35 players. And this is, we are doing this in conjunction with Anime Fargo, so we're yet to figure out exactly what the prizes are. We're going to get a kit, so Slugfest Games that distributes the game has organized play kits with promo cards, so everyone who participates will get a promo card at the very least, and then there'll be prizes for like first, second, and third place So that should be a super fun event. That's set to start at 7 p.m. And depending on the number of players, it might go fairly late. I think there's going to be three rounds, and each round will take around an hour, or it might even be limited to an hour. So it should be done by around 10 o'clock at the latest, all things depending. So you can sign up for Red Dragon Inn Tournament. All these things are free, by the way. I don't know if we've emphasized that, but it's all free for you to come and play. If they do really well, then later we might try to find ways to monetize them, but that would just allow us to create greater prize pools.
Yeah, bigger prize pools, more, like, invest in more games and materials for them, things like that. Even if, you know, I kind of hope we are able to do that, because that means that they're valuable, you know, that means they're worth something to people. You know, and that's something we found in D&D. If you only do it for free, that's a different thing. If you making an investment is great. So,
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, those are the events that we're planning to run for our summer extravaganza. And we hope that one or more of those intrigues you, interests you. We hope that you will RSVP on the website and come and attend and give us feedback. You know, like we've been talking about, this is the culmination. This is the 6 month anniversary of when we started the full Fargo Moorhead game day here at Paradox. It's been building up and building, and this is something that's really going to help us shape the event as we go forward into the continuing the first Saturday of every month. So we absolutely always want to know what you people are interested in.
You people.
All you gamers out there. If these things are fun, then let us know, and we'll try to continue them or do things like them. Or if you have ideas for other events, you've heard about this thing happening at this convention or this game store or something like that. We're open to ideas. We want to make game day the best gaming experience possible for all of our loyal customers. And yeah, I think that's about all we really have to say about.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think this event's going to be spectacular. It's weird for me because it's an event I won't be here for, and it's unusual for me to not do, you know, to not be here for. We'll actually be back from our trip to Duluth the day before, but I kind of have that set up so that I can get, you know, I'm taking the next 3 weeks off, depending on, I don't know when this is recording, but I get married on July 20th. So I'm taking the week before that off and 2 weeks after. So, like, we get back, but the idea is to have 2 days to decompress from all that just happened the last 3 weeks and just sit, you know, and binge watch something on Netflix for 2 days before I can just walk back into life, you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I'm really excited about this event and think that it is awesome. And I really hope, you know, as with everything, it's for the players who are in the community. So I even think there's things here we might model into the Extra Life Marathon. I think, you know, the Extra Life Marathon is to me, has been a great thing for 8-9 years now. But maybe giving more actual activities throughout the day is something we could do. And this is a... You know, a lot of things here, I see a lot of potential for that. So
yeah, absolutely. So go once again, go to ParadoxCNC.com, go to the blog section, find the Game Day Summer Extravaganza / Gen Cant blog post. All of the information is in there. We'll be updating that as we get some more things finalized. There are some things like, you know, once we figure out for sure some of the prizes and things aren't all listed, we want to make sure all of the information is there for you to read up on, so you know what to expect. So definitely keep an eye on that. Check that out. Please do RSVP if you are planning to come to an event, not just so that you can make sure there's a spot for you, but also so that we know, because we keep an eye on that. And the more that we see those RSVPs going up, the more that we see those events filling up, the more we can adjust to that and potentially create more events. Or, you know, it really does help us. It's a great tool for you, the gamers, and it's a great tool for us, the organizers. So check that out. just a little bit of a sneak peek as to what's coming for game days in the future here. We're planning September will be during our Back to the Books sale, so we're going to have some good book-themed and school-themed games to play. October, of course, we're going to get into some horror, and there'll be a whole lot of other stuff going on. So yeah, check that out. Find us on Facebook. We're also at ParadoxCNC on Twitter, ParadoxCNC, twitch.tv/ParadoxCNC, ParadoxCNC on Instagram. Find us on all the available social media, and come and interact with us. Tell us what you like, what you're interested in, and we will do our best to provide more and better events as we grow.
Amen, brother.
All right. So, we do have some more podcasts coming up this evening. If you are joining us live, we hope that you'll stick around. And if not, we hope that you will continue to tune in at the very least on our website, as we do post these podcast episodes every Monday as we get them recorded. Thank you very much, everybody. We will see you at Gen Cant here at Paradox, and we will also see you on the next Doxcast.
This was a Doxcast. Hope you think it rocks, cast. Oh, look at the clocks, cast. Until next time, geek on.